Does science offer real knowledge? Can we live without science in this age? Okay, as I said, science offers us models of reality. And whether it offers us reality, that is a complex question which even many scientists don't bother to address. Because what is reality? We have got multiple models, working models, and we don't know what is what.
So, to give a simple example of this,
if I have a map of America, I can have a political map, I can have a topographical map, you know, I can have a map in terms of, say, the existence of minerals under the earth. So now, all these maps will be looking at the same territory, but I may see them as significantly different, and substantially different. So, if I don't know that all of them are maps of America only, I may think, oh, this is showing something different, this is showing something different, this is showing something different. Now, all those maps are useful, but no map describes the territory exhaustively. So, science offers us a map of reality. And in today's world, this map is not only useful, for many purposes, it is indispensable. Especially if you are living in the modern postmodern civilization. We are surrounded by technology, and technology is a product of science mapping of the world. So there can be alternative ways of looking at the world also. So to give an example, allopathy maps the human body in a particular way. Ayurveda maps the human body in another way. In Ayurveda, there is the concept of kapha, vata, pitta. Now they consider the digestive fire, jatharagni, as the primary parameter of health. So if the digestive fire is strong, then the person will be healthy. Now, if we ask from an allopathic perspective, we'll say, what do you mean by fire? The body has temperature that is created by metabolism, but there's no such thing as a fire in the body. So now, actually speaking, if we see, allopathy works in curing patients, Ayurveda also works in curing patients. So now there may be some allopaths who may mock at Ayurveda. There may be some Ayurvedic doctors who may mock at allopathy. But the fact is both work in different situations for different people. So just that these two are models of the same human body. And there may be some things which match, there may be some things which don't match. So whichever model works for a person, they can use that. So like that, we as devotees don't have to go on a crusade against science or a crusade for science. Science is a tool for acquiring knowledge, and in many ways it gives useful knowledge, and in today's socio-cultural context is the science products are indispensable everywhere. But the model which science offers us looking at reality, that is not the only model. It's a whole different way of looking at reality also. And some of the Vedic scriptures, for example, Sankhya that is described in the third canto, is very briefly described. But that offers us a different way of looking of matter. It is looking at matter, but matter as composed of elements, fundamental elements, and as manifestations of the energy of God. It's a different way of looking of matter. So that's also another way of looking of matter. And Prabhupada encouraged devotees to do research in that way and explain that. That's also good. So science gives us knowledge, definitely. It's valid knowledge, but it is not exhaustive knowledge. The scientific picture of reality is correct, but it is not complete. It is correct when we consider it in terms of the model that it is offering. See, if science were not correct, now when I call you, if you are in India, I'm in America, I call you, my call is reaching you. So certainly there is some significant level of correctness that is there in science way of looking at knowledge, looking at the world. But it is not exhaustive. And when it is made, we consider it to be exhaustive, that's where it becomes wrong. So, I'll conclude with a simple example. Suppose somebody is playing a billiards game. Now, say somebody hits a ball, and say with a stick they hit a ball, and this ball hits another group of balls, and then one ball goes into the hole. Now, if I look at it only from the framework of the table, if I am looking from just above the table, and how did this ball go into the hole? I can explain that in terms of the laws of physics. Now, this stick was moved at this force, and it hit this ball at this angle, and the hole It's complex, but we can describe it in terms of the laws of physics. How the force with which the stick was moved, that caused the ball to roll to the hole. That is a valid explanation. Now, if I extend my frame a little bigger, further, I can say, oh, there's an expert billiards player who was playing, and it was because of the expertise of that billiards player that the ball went into the hole. The two explanations that the ball went into the hole because of the force with which it was hit and the angle it was at which it was hit, explanation in terms of the laws of physics, and explanation by looking at the expertise of the player. Both these explanations, they are not contradictory. They are complementary. So like that, science offers us explanation of things from a finite framework, from a particular framework. And within that framework, it is valid. But if it is made into an exhaustive description of all of reality, then it becomes incorrect. So it is correct, but it is not complete. When the incomplete is thought of as complete, then it becomes incorrect. Okay. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Another program.